get ready with me while I tell you guys surprising things about the NFL that I didn't know before meeting my husband. So number one is they get a paycheck just like every other normal job, just like everyone else. For some reason in my weird mind, I thought that I guess like a Brinks truck just drove to their house and gave them a lump sum of cash. Years at a time, I don't know. You're not allowed to spend the night with your significant other on away games or home games. For away games, they are obviously in a hotel, but if I choose to go to that same hotel, we're not allowed to be in the same room. And then home games, they also sleep in a hotel. All your tickets to games, home and away, are not free. You have to pay for all of them. They are at a discounted rate, but they're not free. I'm not sure if you guys have ever seen photos of like the wives or girlfriends on the field with the players before the game, but you have to ask for those passes. And if you get cleared, you get one. You don't just get them every game. You have to ask and be approved. Our stadium provides daycare for women with babies that if they want to drop them off, they have to be, I think, 6 to 8 months old, and then you drop them off before the game starts and you pick them up fourth quarter. After the game ends, you can wait up to 20 to an hour and a half for your husband to get done with all of his stuff and come out. They have to take a shower, do media, talk to their coach, talk to their teammates, all the things. But my husband likes to take his time, so it's usually about an hour. After every game, they have food for the players to take home, so it'll be like Chick-fil-A or Mexican or Chipotle or something delicious. After the game's over, they upload their film automatically to the player's iPad, so as soon as we go home, Fred watches the whole game over probably 3 times.